supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Common Space, a collaboration between WHYY and First Person Arts. Today's podcast is called Of Thee I Sing.
I'm Jamie Jay from First Person Arts and host of Common Space.
And I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna from WHYY.
And we're here exploring some favorite tunes from across more than one border.
As well as more than one generation.
Ya me voy sin dinero. Ya me voy. Yo no quiero.
Ya me voy. I'm leaving without money. I don't want to, but I'm going to the north. I don't know where, but I'm going. That's what the singers from the Chicano band Las Cafeteras are talking about.
Ya me voy, yo no quiero sin dinero, tengo miedo, pero voy. Para norte ya me voy. Por Jale ya me voy.
Ya me voy.
No sé dónde, pero voy.
They're a young Los Angeles band that combines traditional Latin American instruments with lyrics that speak of their reality as sons and daughters of Mexican and Central Americans.
Well, I was looking at the lyrics, right, and I think this is beautiful. You know, but then when you translate it and you hear what they're saying, it's just amazing. And I connect with this so much because the lyrics remind me of the migration of so many African Americans from the South to the North looking for a better life. Especially this lyric, I'm going now. I don't want to, without a dime. For my dream, I'm going now. I'm going now in the late afternoon, in the moonlight. I'm cold, but I'm going now.
What they also have in common is that they are living a life of poverty and hard work.
Looking for something better.
Yeah. Well, I see that, you know, this combination at a place where the old and the new hold hands in song.
Yes, yes.
You know, Jamie, if you really want to explore the impact of immigration on recent American culture, particularly music, you just have to listen to what the second generation is doing.
Hmm.
Like Las Cafeteras and almost a generation ago, Los Lobos. Do you remember Los Lobos?
The Wolves.
Yeah. They grew up here with the language and customs of their parents, but went to school, high school no less, in Los Angeles. And they had to navigate the turbulent waters of defining their identity. They're comfortable with singing both in English and Spanish and with living in both cultures. And we're talking about Los Lobos and many other bands. They explored and incorporated a rich menu of styles into their music vocabulary, from roots rock and jazz to R&B and also punk, cumbias, and blues. You know, we found this 1975 interview where Francisco Gonzalez, a founding member of Los Lobos, who left very soon after they started, and he put it this way when speaking of the band's early years.
We started 2 years ago, and originally we got together not for any business gain or any money. We got together to learn some songs to play for our mothers, to show them we appreciated the music of our culture. We learned the instruments over the two-year period on our own and listening to old records. We were approached by a lot of people when we were really beginning to play, and that kept the group going. And now we feel that's an obligation to spread our culture to the other people who don't know about it. We play 15 different instruments now in the group from regions all over Mexico. We want to make the past part of our music. We want to make a truly Chicano music that draws from our past, that is in line with the past, the present, and hopefully the future.
What's a lobo to do?
Try it again.
Los Lobos has a 40-plus year career, right?
I know, they're all dudes now, but, you know, they did start in East L.A. as a local band in 73. They were so rock and roll, and they could move literally from one language, musical language, to another. They are really popular with all sorts of audience, and that has culminated in, they were nominated for induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now that's a great immigrant story.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you can find similar stories, you know, perhaps not as visible or successful, in most immigrant communities, Asian, other Latinos, African, Caribbean. I see them as stories of transformations still rooted in authenticity. The descendants of the immigrants, they really understand the difficulties of their elders and the journeys they had to go through. And their music continues that narrative.
Which is so important.
And, you know, I was thinking of when people are escaping poverty. I know that we're talking about the immediate borders. But I also think of escaping the old world misery, which makes me think of those songs of the Irish immigrants. They come to a country they don't know, but it's still, they hope it's better than what they left behind. And there's one song that really, I think, summarizes this immigrant experience. It's called Kilkelly, and it's performed by the celebrated Mick Maloney and Robbie O'Connell. And the lyrics are taken directly from the letters between people fleeing Ireland in the mid-1800s to escape the devastating potato famine. And the families they had to leave behind. It's really heart-wrenching. Listen in.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880. Dear Michael and John, my sons, I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Brothers and Bridget were there. Don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers.
Now this song is really, really interesting because not only is it an oral history of a people's journey, but it's a way to communicate news and information. Like part of the song was, I have sad news to tell you that your dear mother is gone, that this one married this one. So it's also a way to communicate information from a person to person.
And you know, sometimes this is a time in which some of the letters would take 6 months to get there. Right. You know, we were saying before that the immigrant experience is about both the people who leave and those who stay. And so in this Irish song of a contemporary group, a rock group called Black 47, the same longing for their land and their friends and family is reflected in here. I found this song called Living in America. It's one of them, a famous one. And they say, oh, we work hard here too. It's really hard work, 9 to 5 or more. And it usually ends with getting together in a pub with friends, which is common to any culture. But they say that at least these jobs pay better than the ones back home.
At 6 o'clock, it's time to rock, and the head is beating like a drum. In the cold daylight, feel like shite, and I can't remember last night's fun. Then the foreman says, come on now, boys, stick your fingers down your throats and get to work.
I can just imagine being in a small New York bar with this band playing at full force. Ooh. Anyway, you know, I was thinking that every immigrant, including me, of course, brings with them a universe of experiences and stories about growing up, families, memories.
Foods, traditions, worship, clothing.
And a good dose of rebellion
yeah.
against the hardships of working and living here. And there's this song that someone pointed out to us that we used in the show that's, you know, a rap song. I think it's a young immigrant. And said, I'm just an immigrant.
Living in a tenement.
I'm just an immigrant with a little bit of hope. Got a little bit of money and hopped on a boat. I've had enough. My old life was too tough. Getting roughed up by the government and stuff. We call that oppressive, arrested for no reason. The police would beat me for speaking my opinion. And on top of that, no freedom of religion. This life I've been living, something's got to give in. Desire for adventure and better jobs. This hip-hop immigration, baby, I can never stop. That's why I'm selling on this ship to a better place. I don't care where, to New York or to outer space. That's when the boat stopped, top off at Ellis Island. Let's go back, man, you
wallet.
My new life was looking bright. I just might be an immigrant, but it's my life, right? I'm just an immigrant.
Now, anybody that's hip knows that's a remix of Notorious B.I.G.'s Big Papa to talk about the immigrant experience.
So, you know, the lyrics in these songs are so often about displacement and the getting there, wherever there may be. And we've seen some of these journeys by train or trucks. And that's how the journey is made by most poorer immigrants. But others with bigger means or more money use the most common entry point for undocumented immigrants, airports. You know, people who visit with plans to overstay their visas.
Well, you don't hear too many songs that talk about that, but plenty about coyotes guiding people across the frontera to the dream of a better life.
Yeah, it's true. There are a lot of songs that talk about crossing la frontera or being helped to cross la frontera, wading through the Rio Grande. And some of those songs talk about the longing, the fear of the crossing, the fear of being caught by the police, the fear of being exploited by those coyotes.
Aquí estoy establecido en los Estados Unidos, 10 años pasaron ya.
And also there are songs like the most famous by the group, the super group, Los Tigres del Norte, the Northern Tiger. It's about a family 10 years after they crossed. They still feel kind of entrapped by their status, and their kids don't speak Spanish anymore. They don't know anything about the Mexico of their parents. And I like this version by the singer, Mexican singer, Julieta Venegas. Let's hear it.
Elizabeth, this was a beautiful song, you know, especially this lyric about what's money good for if I live like a prisoner in this great nation. When I'm reminded of this, I cry. Although this cage is made of gold, it's still a prison.
Yeah, and in essence, what he's mentioning is that he's more or less stuck because the song talks about someone who doesn't have his residency papers, so that they're here, they're working hard, the whole family, but they can't go back to Mexico to visit family or to show their kids, the American kids,
right,
the country of their parents and grandparents, because they're afraid that without a legal status, they won't be able to come back. So it is a difficult situation that is very familiar to a lot of immigrants. On top of it, there are a lot of songs about crossing borders, but the borders are all sorts of borders. Geography, language, class, color, and human rights. You know, inevitably, I think, in their search for individual and collective identity, the sons and daughters of immigrants often get involved in social justice issues because it's everyday issues. So they sing and protest in solidarity with other immigrants and workers like their parents and siblings.
And they're acutely aware of the trials and tribulations of American immigrant history.
Which is quite complex.
That's
yeah.
right. It reminds me of this, of the song that we used for the episode of the South Asian group Carmacy.
From the West Coast. Yeah.
March 1st, 1977, that's when I dropped on the scene. 4 years prior to my sister Charlene, just like a dream baby, I was born in mama's hands. Bombay to USA, emigrating from the motherland, the son of a government gynecologist. You don't even know the politics of how the dollar twists. Traveled down to Mississippi, all the way to Hawaii, then back over to California where my soul forever lies. So I grab the mic and premedically meditate, and as you segregate, I contemplate the meaning of my race. You delineate a road for me to take, a path for me to follow. Yes, I know it's crazy hard for you to swallow the truth, because it hurts that I'm coming up for South Asian from my birth, living life on this beautiful earth. What you see is what you get, but do you get what you see? I'm on a quest for the real reality.
Carmacy really calls out this idea of how we sometimes look at immigrants as they, the other, and we forget that, you know, just because you may have a different language or an accent, you know, that identifies you as being connected to someplace else, it doesn't mean that you don't have the same hopes and dreams for your life.
Yeah, and for the younger generations, the American kids born of immigrant parents, those two worlds are sometimes difficult to navigate, but they are a reality. And I think there's some, not only in music, but in poetry, some writers have really found a way of connecting to that and expressing that. And I was very impressed by this poem by Nisei poet Jay Yamazawa.
What's Nisei, Elizabeth?
Nisei means first generation American born of Japanese parents. And in his poem, which he calls The Bridge, he explores his relationship with his father. It's quite strong, quite beautiful.
But really, my dad's a quiet man, and he appreciates the silence. And whenever I speak to him in English, he always returns the foreign favor. See, for him, speaking Japanese is like a walk in the park. I imagine speaking English is like climbing a barbed wire fence. See, my father's accent is bumpy, like the conversation between airplane tires and American concrete that welcomed his arrival to the United States. His pronunciation has trouble landing. His tongue knows turbulence. You see, my father is a chef. He'll add extra syllables to his sentences like seasoning, something that tastes better in his mouth. If I ever complain about hunger, he'll tell me to go get the cheeseburger to Burger King. My father's accent can be an asshole, because my father's accent ain't smooth like my birth certificate. It's the rough edges around my family's grave. It's the crease that creates the wings on a paper crane. You see, my father's accent is like a hole in a Japanese internment camp fence. It's an escape route to his culture. His accent is thick, and his words stick together like the vinegar rice on his working hands. He spent more time cooking for people than working on his speech, because he knew standard English wasn't gonna feed his children. The recipe is his way of talking to Americans. It's how people understand what his heart is trying to say. You see, the accent is the mark of an immigrant. It's a ruler with mile-long increments that measures the distance away from home. See, maybe Asians are known to be good at math because that's the only homework our parents could help us with. Or maybe I'm being defensive because I'm afraid that my rusty Japanese is a broken chain link that can't hold my lineage together. I am afraid of passing down my lack of language to my children, and their grandpa's accent will sound more foreigner than family. I am selfish, writing poems and poems and poems about Japan, when my name is the only word I know how to write in Japanese.
Oh, Elizabeth, that poem was beautiful.
Very powerful. I like this writer. I like this poem.
You know, we're noticing that the most common musical language embraced by American-born children of immigrants is...
hip-hop.
For obvious reasons.
Right.
I mean, it's beat, poetic language.
I like the cadence and the cross-cultural appeal.
It makes it a universal American music form.
In an interview with Fresh Air's Terry Gross, case in point, writer and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda, of Hamilton fame, talks about how growing up in multicultural Brooklyn in New York shaped his cultural influences.
The music you love when you're a teenager is always going to be the most important to you. And I find that it's all over the score of Hamilton. The quotes are biggie quotes. They're a big pun. These are all New York, East Coast, 90s rappers. And that's when I was a teenager.
Now, Miranda, that brother's Puerto Rican, not an immigrant. He is a U.S. citizen by birth. But for his musical, he was inspired by Alexander Hamilton's immigrant roots. And attributes his drive and ambition to that same energy that it takes for immigrants to succeed in a new land right down to today. Check out this remix of Yorktown, one of Hamilton's most popular songs by the rapper Kanan.
I got one job, two job, three when I need them. I got five roommates in this one studio, but I never really see them. We all came America trying to get a lap dance from Lady Freedom. But now Lady Liberty is acting like Hillary Banks with a prenup.
Banks with a prenup.
Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy. Here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without risking your lives or crossing these borders with thrifty supplies. All you gotta do is see the world with new eyes.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
That's right, they get the job done.
They get it done.
You know, there's another aspect of the immigrant experience, is that whenever there's big contradictions and shifts, you can either protest, which is fine, which a lot of immigrants have done. You can write songs and poems, wrenching often. Or you can use humor.
There is a guy... Okay, he's called the Sikh Captain America. Have you heard about him?
No.
This guy is a Sikh man in his 40s in New York, dressed as Captain America, walking around New York, talking to people about why a Sikh man can be Captain America. He's got a turban and the courage this man has, because he's a petite guy and he's walking around New York challenging people's beliefs about superheroes. And the Sikh Captain of America vows to fight the rise of bigotry. He said, why not? Superman is an alien. Why can't Captain America be Sikh?
Well, since you mentioned that, I pulled this song, of course, by the Mexican group Los Hermanos Ortiz, the Ortiz brothers. The song is about Superman not only being illegal, but being an alien. You know, and it's just very, very funny. And it starts with the classic Superman intro. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, man. It's a wetback. He came from the sky, tucked in a spaceship from Krypton to Earth. Such a long trip. With one thing in common, we managed to skip requesting American citizenship. Than Superman, or literally more alien than Superman.
Well, it's one thing for sure. immigrant art has enriched us all, showing us the unique perspectives of people coming here from other countries, but also showing us the human things that we all share.
Immigrants, they're everywhere, in the music, in the poetry, in science, everywhere. I want to think about, since we started with La Cafeteras, let's end with La Cafeteras with a quote from one of the musicians, Hector Flores, who said,
"You know, we sing in five languages, English, Spanish, Spanglish, justice, and love."
Today we brought you a sampler, as my dear friend Elizabeth Paris Luna said.
An appetizer
of music and art from across borders. We're going to leave you with this song by Michael Franti and Spearhead called Hello Bonjour. In it he says, "I don't need a passport because I'm made of this earth and the spirit is borderless."
I don't need a passport to walk on this earth. Anywhere I go, because I was made of this earth. I'm born of this earth. I breathe of this earth. And even with the pain, I believe in this earth. So I wake up every morning and I'm stepping on the floor. I wake up every morning and I'm stepping out the door. I got faith in the sky, faith in the one, faith in the people rocking underneath the sun. Because every bit of land is a holy land, and every drop of water is a holy water, and every single child is a son or a daughter of the one earth mama and the one earth papa. So don't tell a man that he can't come here because he got brown eyes and a wavy kind of hair.
I'm Jamie J, your host of Common Space.
And I'm Elizabeth Paris Luna of WHYY.
Common Space is a collaboration between WHYY
and First Person Arts.
And it's been supported by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage. Today's podcast of The I Sing zoomed in on songs and poems rooted in the immigrant experience.
Merci. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
We out.